Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Welcome to The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girls, Jasmine and
Shantae.
And we have a very, very special guest this episode with us, Cassandra McClure. And she's actually she's here to talk to us about clean beauty and her own product, the Lash Binder.
Yes, and the benefits of going to clean beauty.
Yes, which actually I'm very excited about.
I'm so excited.
Both of us could definitely benefit a lot from this. So, Cassandra, thank you so much for being here today and for coming onto our show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And
it's been great to know you guys.
I know we're live, and so your fans know who you are, but could you give, you know, our listeners just a little bit of background about, you know, your mission and who you are a little bit?
Yeah. So just super quick overview. My name is Cassandra McClure. I'm an entrepreneur in the clean beauty space now, but I've always been in the beauty industry. Started as a model, got into just makeup artistry, and went into celebrity artistry and then destination artwork. So took me around the world to over 30 countries. And now I launched Lash Binder last year. It's a patent pending tool that I developed to make eyelash application easier, faster, and safer. Just want to keep it super simple. And in the past couple years, I had some serious health issues, landed in the hospital one day after a shoot, couldn't figure out what was going on. They diagnosed me with psoriasis, vision loss, allergies all in the same week, and told me I needed to go get shots for the rest of my life. And that really just made me stop and think. And I didn't ever question or think that it was beauty products. But come to find out a couple weeks later when I was at an event, I found out about Beauty Counter, which was my first real time hearing about fragrance and clean beauty. And I hadn't heard that term, so I thought it was a brand. And when I found out that fragrance was a trigger for allergies, when the woman who was telling me about it that had breast cancer told me that, I went home that night, looked at all my products. I knew that a lot of them had fragrance, but I didn't realize everything in my house had it. Laundry detergent, my air filters, like my fragrance, mascara, everything that I washed my clothes with, it was in my bed, it was in my shampoo, my conditioner. And I just realized I buy based on what things smell like. And I wasn't really looking at if it was essential oils or organic or natural or anything like that. I was just buying products thinking the US regulates everything. Like tobacco and alcohol is regulated, so like beauty must be too.
Right.
And assuming that it's all safe and clean and doesn't cause cancer or any sort of health problems. And I come to find out that that was not true. So I started looking. The first place that I didn't Google, I actually went to iTunes and I typed in clean beauty because I wanted to see if there was any podcasts about it. And when nothing came up, my fiance turned to me and said, I think this is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So I launched the Clean Beauty podcast in November 2018, and it's been over a year and a half now. It's a top 100 podcast in several countries. Mm-hmm. And from there, I launched Clean Beauty Retreat, which was the first business retreat for entrepreneurs. And from there, that Forbes announced that we are doing Clean Beauty Con. So I'm the founder of Clean Beauty Con, which is the first summit conference dedicated to clean and green beauty. And when COVID hit and our conference was postponed, we decided to do a virtual summit. And so we've had 13 consecutive summits over the past 13 weeks since COVID started. And it got us a huge article in Medium a couple days ago. And we're soft launching Clean Beauty Kit, which is the first celebrity makeup artist approved subscription.
Ooh,
and
nice.
That boxes go out July 4th. So that'll be our pre-launch. And we're really excited to bring clean beauty to professionals, salon owners, makeup artists, estheticians, like all the women that I've been working with, there's not really a box curated for like pros by pros. It's just a lot of random things. And so I thought, you know, this is missing from the industry. And I had been doing it the past 13 weeks, sending out products from all the brands that were at the con. And I just realized, okay, there's something here. We're sold out every single week. I could definitely do this once a month. Let's get it together. And we had over 50 brands apply already, and we already have our first month ready to go. So we're really excited. We have, you know, everything that you would need in a kit. So a kit is essentially, you know, we in the industry, we call it a kit, like a hair kit or a makeup kit. And right now we all are like going back to work, and we have, and there's COVID. So we actually have masks that are be going like oh, cute masks. Not just your t-shirt.
Yeah, that's really cute.
So like this is a local Bay Area woman. She has a company and created all these masks, and like we have candles, we have tea, like instant tea. We have like really cool stuff that isn't just necessarily clean beauty, but they're amazing woman-owned products that are made in the United States. And a lot of them are Black woman-owned businesses. So we've been mixing those in as well, trying to highlight those as much as possible. Really exciting. Yeah. One of them is Tessie's Teas. So I'm a huge tea drinker. And one thing that can happen if you forget about the tea is it gets really bitter.
Yeah.
And so this woman, Tessie, out of Vegas, created instant tea. So you just pour it in, and it's like ginger, mint. They have different kinds. So these are going to go in the kits because I had these at an event and everyone loved them. And so I didn't know instant tea existed, but she created it. And she's a Black woman in Nevada. And so we said, hey, let's bring you in the box. And so that, and on the go at when you're on set early in the morning,
right
at night, at a wedding, these are so good to have. And so I thought they'd be perfect for anyone's kit.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we're trying to be really creative. And, you know, I know that people can get sick of having 8 serums and getting a new lipstick every month. So I definitely want to make sure that we're having wellness items, self-care items, and other items that aren't just necessarily makeup, because we can only have so many.
Right.
So yeah, we're trying to think outside the box a little bit, and really excited for that venture. So
that is awesome.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. Like including like all things that are wellness and self-care.
Yeah.
Because I had Ipsy for a while, and I have so many samples, and I'm just like, I don't even know if I should keep them. Like, do I toss them? Am I ever going to get to it?
We're not doing any samples unless it's an extra sample added onto a full size product. I think to get the most experience, you really want to experience the entire product. And then we are setting up a storefront so that you can actually go and shop directly on our store. So you don't have to pay shipping from 4 different companies when you want to try these 4 different things.
Yeah.
So we're trying to make it really, and also have VIPs. So you're getting a discount as well, even if you're buying the product later on again. And so we're trying to do everything we can just to make clean beauty and beauty in general accessible and affordable for people to discover, because that is a big issue, right? A lot of people don't really know where to start, or they don't want to start spending all this money. So a kit, a nice subscription, is like a really good way to go when you're first trying to figure it out, or you know, if you're just trying to find some new brands like the ones I just showed you. Like, who knew? Yeah. Right? I didn't even know about them. So it's not necessarily something you could find in the store, because these people are not in stores. They're
and that's the thing. It's like, so I think that it's really cool that you're able to, that you're going to be able to start providing these types of things for like professionals, because hopefully now like they'll stop steering us away from like the MAC things and like the Tarte things or whatever, you know, and maybe we'll start hearing more about the clean stuff that everybody wants to start using. I mean, you know, that'll be more like productive. Hello.
I also wanted to say like, wow, just like listening to everything that you have going on, you're truly inspiring. Like
Seriously.
You are a empowered woman that's empowering women. And I think that's great. And I just wanted to say that, because just hearing you say everything that you've got going and that you want to do and plan to do is just amazing. And So I wanted to just make sure to point that out.
Right.
You are just a woman on a mission, like from your podcast to the retreat, now the beauty con and going virtual. And it's really hard, I feel like, for businesses to really pivot in times of uncertainty. And, you know, a lot of people are going out of business because that's kind of the easier route. But, you know, I think it's really cool that you were able to take the beauty con and make it virtual and to still offer that. So that's great.
Yeah, we definitely had, because we are so small and it started with just me and then the team grew from like 2 to 4 to 6 and then 8, we were able to like make decisions same day and say, all right, we're launching this tomorrow. We're bringing these speakers on next week. And we actually did it week to week. And I know a lot of people feel like, you know, they start, but then they don't want to start because they're not ready. We were never ready. I'm still not ready. I feel uncomfortable every day, but that's like all the growing pains. And I think if we wouldn't have done that, I'd still be just waiting for everything to be right. And so, yeah, we were already featured in Cosmetics Design, like the Clean Beauty Kit. I didn't even know. Someone tagged me and I was like, they're already publishing about this. Like, oh, wow. This is nuts. Now, like, the pressure's really on. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just insane. Like, you just have to just do it. And, you know, I feel like when I announce something, I'm now held accountable. Right, and right. I say it, it's like, that's it. And so I really do push myself to say, okay, can I really do this? I should just announce it. This is crazy that I'm going to give myself this deadline, but let's see if I can make it happen. And, yeah, and it's fun to pivot. Like, it's one of my greatest strengths and weaknesses, for sure.
No, I feel that. I like being able to be held accountable. Like, that is one thing that I love and look forward to. It's like, okay, cool, I've got you. Like with Shantae, I can't let her down and vice versa kind of stuff. Like, yeah, very important. Okay. Let's go ahead and jump into some quick, like, icebreaker questions. I know we're already kind of are flowing warming here, yeah, but we do have a couple, like, fun little things to scenarios and whatnot to offer you.
Cool.
The first one is, what are your, like, 4 go-to makeup products? If you only had 4 things to pull off a sleigh, what would they be?
Okay, so number one I am wearing is the Beauty Counter lip gloss. So this is in Dahlia. I really like these because a couple reasons. The company is amazing. It's woman owned. It's out of California. The tip of the applicator is really awesome. And so you can get both your lips in one swipe. It's really great. Mm. It's not sticky. It's really moisturizing and hydrating and actually has properties to actually heal your lips. So if you don't want to wear a balm and you want to go a little bit, more glam, it just gives you that pick me up and it's super clean. Another one is, I've been wearing lashes all the time. I feel like it takes my look from 0 to 100. And yes. So obviously lash binder, but actually the glue that we have is formaldehyde and fragrance free, which was really hard for us to find because a lot of glues did cause my eyes to water a lot. And I didn't know that's why my eyes were watering. But when I wear the glues with the fragrance, it automatically, my lashes will come off. And so we actually have clear and black, and this I actually keep in my desk side in case it gets too hot and my eyelash is falling off or something, which is why I have it. So this is a second one.
I need to invest in some of that.
Yeah.
My lashes are always falling off because of my tears. Same thing.
Yeah, this is Amped Up Mascara. So this is Miss Matte Cosmetics. I like this as an artist, especially because it doubles as a liner so that you can use a pencil or whatever and smudge your eye makeup out totally, or you could use it for your lash line. It's like water resistant. It's made by another professional makeup artist that is super clean out of Canada, which I love. And then
I'm typing down the notes. I know, right?
Yeah. And then I think you guys have the lash binder.
Yes.
And then I love the Blue Beautifly Organic Rose Toner. I just use this for a refresh like all the time. It's just so nice. I love their line. They're one of the only brands that I've ever heard of that gives you, that pays you when you give the products back to them. So like you send the full size, like you send their bottles back and they give you like a dollar or something per bottle.
Oh, that's so cool.
So Yeah, they have a bottle buyback program essentially, and they recycle them and then sanitize them, clean them, all that, refill them, and then use them again. So they're like the most sustainable company that I've ever heard of. Again, Bay Area, owned by a family. I love Vita,
That's
founder.
Awesome.
Yeah, certified B Corp, organic. I just love brands that are really like human and are trying to better the world and not just, you know, make a profit. They give back. They're super amazing. And all these brands are. So yeah, those are a couple.
I love it. I was like furiously taking notes.
I know, especially that lash glue thing. I have the hardest time finding a lash glue that works for me because I have bad allergies too. And especially like right now, my allergies are on 1,000. Mm. And I get that same thing where my lashes will lift in the corner, and I have yet to find a lash glue that doesn't give me that type of reaction.
Yes, you will have to try it out.
I'm excited. Usually for me, like if I'm gonna go for a really quick like 4-item slay, I'm filling in my brows. So I've got my eyebrow pencil, and then I've got my mascara and my lip gloss and maybe some highlighter, usually like a liquid highlighter because I don't have makeup on my face. But one thing about me is I always have some kind of lip gloss or something on. Like, I'm, even if it's just like we're going to the grocery store, I'm gonna throw on some gloss because it just, like with the lashes, it cranks everything up just a little bit. And I'm extra like that. I really am. I'm always like to be shiny and bright. So that's one of my like signature looks. It's like if I'm not wearing lip gloss, then something is wrong.
Yeah,
wrong.
I get it.
For me, I definitely need concealer. I've got this NARS concealer here that I use. I will be honest, I am like a person who is, I'm really finding myself in makeup. So I'm like still trying to figure out what makeups I like. So I'm really glad that we found you now, because I'm like, maybe I just go a completely different route and I'm always trying to like find what works for me and like my skin. I was using a lot of Bare Minerals products for a while, and like for a while it was working, but now it's like, I feel like my skin's changing. So I'm like not using that anymore. And I'm like, okay, now what do I do? So listening to you, your kit, I'm excited about that because I'm like, I want to try things out just so that I can figure out what works for me. And then I have to say mascara, just like she said with her lip gloss, it really takes you from like nothing to something. And the same with my eyebrows. So like I'll fill my brows and do the mascara, concealer. And then I always really love to do a highlight. Like I also would want a lip, but that's taking me to 5. But like, like a highlight, a blush, like I've got like maybe 6 things that give me like a good everyday look. That's like super quick. I can get ready in like 30 minutes, but it would have to be eyebrow pencil, mascara, highlighter, and concealer.
I don't know what it is about highlighter.
Is a good one.
I just like to, like she said, she likes to be shiny. I like to look like, I'm just like
constantly in a state of glow, you know, just radiant.
Yes.
Okay, so next one. What products should you travel with? And like, which products are easier to buy once you've gotten to a destination, or like, okay to, you know, purchase on the run?
Well, if you get smaller sizes, then I guess it's easier. I mean, I'm going to LA tomorrow and I'm actually just driving because I'm not going to fly. Mm-hmm. So I'm just bringing everything that I normally have. But I just usually just throw everything that I use in a bag and just take it with me because it usually fits under the limit of 4 ounces, like if I'm flying. Mm-hmm. So I don't really like... Yeah, I don't really, I usually always bring it with me on the plane because when I'm landing, I start doing a makeup just so that I'm ready for whatever I'm doing. And unless it's like a foundation that's a really big or like a big spray, I'll swap that out. And I do have small bottles that I, you know, keep for when I'm traveling, like the travel shampoo and conditioner, like whenever I get samples, I put those in a drawer. So I know if I'm traveling like for a couple days, like that'll get me through. So I don't have to bring my entire shampoo or conditioner. Nothing really different. Maybe I'll bring under eye masks or like a face mask just to kind of refresh if I am going, you know, on a long flight, but yeah, I just kind of stick to my normal stuff.
I feel like that was a tricky question. I didn't think of a checked bag.
But that's a good, but, like, what I'm thinking about, though, is, like, she's got a good point about, like, what I normally bring. And, like, I feel like for me, somehow, I always end up overpacking makeup. Like, I'll somehow bring, like, 2 palettes. And why do I need 2 palettes if I'm gone for, like, a weekend?
So what I do is I know I have to get up early to get ready. And so, and I always put everything back in my drawer. So I usually, like, say my flight's at 9. I get up at 7. I do my makeup. Like, I go through each step and I'm like, okay, I need a foundation. I need a concealer. I need this. Okay, I'll put a little lip gloss on. Okay, a mascara. And then I put everything. I keep everything on the table, put it in a bag. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll want to switch my lipstick one time, or maybe I'll want to grab, like, one other eyeshadow. But, like, I usually don't. That's how I make sure not to overpack, because I've done that too. And I'm like, who am I? You know, and I'll always, like, grab 4 extra pairs of lashes or whatever, just, like, in case. And then I'll always run into a friend who needs some lashes, so I'll always have extra. But that's kind of it, yeah. And, like, I now have to really think about all of the things in my shower, because when I go to a hotel, they're usually not clean, and I'll have some sort of breakout. So I do have to think about that. But everything else is pretty standard.
Dude, I'm totally resonating with all of these things, because, like, I think about that too. Like, when I travel, my skin always ends up flaring up, and that's probably because I'm sleeping in, like, I don't know what they're washing their stuff in. I don't know, like, yeah, it's all making sense now, but it's like, duh.
That's absolutely
funny.
Okay. Oh, it's like low-key giving me anxiety. I'm like, oh my gosh.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't even want to mention the sheets, you know, like, you know, what they're washing. Usually it is, I mean, usually it's fragrance-free, like most hotels and stuff. But I mean, like, of course they're using, like, the most harsh chemicals ever. Right. So I try not to really think about it. But, you know, I sometimes just bring my essential oils and, like, rub my pillow a little, like, okay, goodbye.
Right. But, do some sage. Okay, so specifically, like, for you, and this is a great thing that I feel like maybe we could even take from this, what is, like, the best starter clean beauty product?
So I've been recommending Flawless in 5 for years. It is from Beauty Counter, and it is 6 products, and it's called Flawless in 5 because you can use it in under 5 minutes. And what makes it really cool is it's under $150. So it's almost like $200 worth of products. Mm-hmm. You get a tinted moisturizer or a foundation. You get to choose what's best for your skin. You get a concealer pen. It looks kind of like the YSL, but the clean version. You get a brow pencil or a gel. Again, it's customized to if you need a gel or a pencil. A mascara, so lengthening or a volumizing. A blush, like a powder blush of your choice, of your color, and a lip gloss of your choice. And they are the most inclusive brand that I've ever found. They have every single color to the darkest dark and the lightest lights. So they actually work. Like, they work on my black friends, on my black clients, and my Asian friends and clients, and even my super, super white friends up in Seattle. So they work on everybody, and I've never really seen them fail anybody. And it's a really good way to get started in clean beauty, because a lot of people think about just going to Sephora and getting one foundation. Sometimes it's $70 or whatever, and then a mascara is $39. Mm-hmm. And then you get, and like all these clean products can really add up. Mm-hmm. And you could walk out spending $400 just on the basics that you use every day. So this gives you the opportunity to also maybe get a skincare product or something else. Like, you know, I always say the first thing is your largest organ, which is your skin. So if you wear body lotion every day, that's probably something you should think about getting first. So if you're not a makeup wearer, Flawless in 5 wouldn't work for you. But for my friends that, like, wash their hair a lot, like, you would want to do shampoo and conditioner, because your head is one of the most absorbent parts of your body. And so if you're leaving chemicals on it for long periods of time, obviously it's going to cause long-term health problems and some shorter term as well. So it really depends. But if you're putting a sunscreen on every day, a lot of people do, and it doesn't matter how dark you are, you can still get skin cancer, you know? So it is important to wear a sunscreen, and that's another thing that you can switch out. You want to go for a mineral sunscreen over a chemical sunscreen. I mean, even the name kind of says it right there. Minerals are just better for your body and also for the planet. And so it just depends. Your feet are also really absorbent. So if you wear any sort of foot cream, like I don't, but think about what you walk on every day. Like if you walk around barefoot around your house all the time and you're using some chemicals on your like hardwood floors, that's getting absorbed into your body. So also think about stuff that are outside. Like I was saying, my laundry detergent, those things really do affect me. So yeah.
Again, just eye-opening because, and I mean, it's like, you know, people do those detoxes too through their feet. And like that, again, it's one of those things where it's like, now it's like, duh, that makes sense. But luckily we walk around, we usually wear like slippers and slides around the house.
I always have one.
And we don't like the floors here anyway, so I think that's why.
I also just am like a sock person.
Yeah.
I'm weird like that. Like I just like to have something on my toes.
But I'm just thinking about that too. I do use a lot of like foot cream. You know, I grew up dancing. My feet are kind of, you know, they're dancers' feet. I've got corns and things, so they need a little bit of extra TLC. So it's stuff like that I need to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over here just... I'm like kind of disgusted with myself on a certain level, but also I'm very like excited that
then you can make the changes slowly, and it doesn't have to be a huge change like I did overnight, but like you can start to now look at, okay, my cream is running out. I can now look for this better one. You could DM me or you could look it up online, or subscribe to the kit and you'll get some. But like, I think that, you know, once you're aware, you'll start to realize, wow, what are these companies I'm investing in? Like, what am I buying at the drugstore? Where is this even made? Is it, you know, from China or like some random country that isn't even regulated and tests on animals? Like that sucks. Like, why would you do that? Like China requires testing on animals, and there's a lot of US companies, like US, it's illegal now in the United States, but technically brands that sell like Shiseido or NARS, they sell in China. That means that they are still testing, even though they don't necessarily test the products in the US, they're still testing on animals somewhere. So it's kind of like, and it's a continuous thing, right? So it's not like it's one time and that's it. They do follow up, you know, testing. So yeah, all that's important and ties into clean beauty, I feel
like.
I'm
throwing this NARS concealer away.
Right.
Oh, no.
Trash.
It's like a full thing too. I think I just got it. So now we're going to go ahead and jump into another segment. It's our review of the week.
Okay.
And we wanted to review the lash binder.
Yay.
Yes.
Awesome.
You don't even know. It's like, it's so funny us doing, like, doing our makeup, getting ready for this. Yeah, I was literally, like, in the mirror, just, like, smiling, like, Shantae, are you kidding me right now? Like, do you see how easy this was?
Yes.
Here, I'm gonna go grab
it. I'm so glad you guys got it. I'm so glad.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Before we had the insert that went in the boxes, I definitely got a lot of emails like, I don't get it. Am I holding it right? Like, how do you do this? It doesn't make sense because they were holding it upside down. So I literally had to make inserts that show step by step how to use it because people weren't watching the video online. And why should you have to go online and learn how to use something?
Right.
It should be easy enough to understand. And there's not really detailed instructions on the box.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you guys figured it out and I love it so much. Thank you. That means everything.
Yeah, it was just one of those things too where it was like, I literally said to her, I was like, this really does sound corny and cliche, but this was literally the easiest time I've ever had putting on lashes. And
it's just as easy as it looks.
Like she was saying that, you know, with her, she's got curl. Her natural lashes are super, super.
You can go
curly.
Above.
Yes. And I can actually like angle it. I was like, oh my gosh, I can put lashes on
now. Like, I'm good at putting on lashes and
you used to put her lashes on, right?
Yeah. I put them on for her and I sometimes struggle. I'm like, your curly lashes, they're killing me. They're killing me.
I've had so many people give up when trying to put lashes on me because of it. But yeah, like I used it today and it was so easy and like it sticks almost immediately. Like it's just like you put a little bit of pressure, you know, shake it if you want, like you say. And like, it was, I was just like, what?
And I was, yeah,
this could be a problem.
Well, exactly. Cause I was, for a while now, I've been telling Shantae, I was like, I really want to be one of those girls that wears lashes every day. Even if it's just like, you know, that simple four product kind of thing, you know, lashes 0 to 1,000. And I was like, this is definitely incentive for me to get there because of how easy and quick it was. Like the longest time that I spent waiting was for like the glue to get tacky. Yeah. That mm-hmm. was essentially the longest part of it.
And that's why I have two in the pro kit. While one's drying, you get the other one ready, you get the glue on, and by the time you put that other one down, the first one's ready to go. Yeah. So that's why we added two eventually, to have a kit with including two, because it just makes it easier and quicker for artists and everybody at home. But yeah, it's good that you brought that up, because if you think about the trend before COVID of getting your lashes done in a salon, the idea is that once you have lashes, you don't really need a lot of other makeup. It really mm-hmm. just gives you this instant kind of made up look and accentuates, you know, our best features, which is our eyes. And so when you use a lash binder, it's obviously just, you get that effect, and you now don't have to pay a crazy amount of money.
No.
The maintenance is not there. You can take it off and actually use oils on your face if you want, or whatever. Right. You know, there's so many limitations right. with having lash extensions, and then you also have to get them filled, and you kind of look crazy for a couple of days a lot of times.
Yes.
That'll never happen with lash binder, and you can use the same lashes 20 times if you take care of them. Yeah. And so you're spending a couple dollars a month on lashes versus hundreds, so it's definitely a huge difference. And you also can let your natural lashes grow in. You don't need to wear mascara with it. So it's one of those things, like, and obviously we work with cancer patients. Mm-hmm. And so every time you buy one, one goes to a cancer patient and they don't even have lashes. Right. So this is actually letting them grow their lashes healthily, using the serums that they need to use, while looking like they have a full set yeah. of lashes and feeling really confident. So it's a win-win.
That's awesome.
For Clean Beauty. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just super excited. I've got like a pretty decent stash
yeah.
of lashes built up right now. And I'm just over here ready to try.
It's like, oh, it's time.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing this weekend? I don't know.
I've been working on my winged liner, and now I'm like, it's time for the lashes now.
Perfect time to practice during
really
quarantine.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, I'm, yeah.
But no, hands down, this is definitely like, I think, not that I necessarily need practice, because again, it's so easy, but this will definitely be something that I'm probably going to use it'll become one of my top four. It's not going to replace my lip gloss.
I almost brought it in for the top four because I was like, I think this is going to be coming with me everywhere now.
Yeah.
Like on trips. Yeah. Everything.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Do you
tell everybody, we need a special code for all your listeners. Whatever you want it to be.
We'll figure it out. The way something.
The way?
The yeah. way.
With
yeah.
That's a long code.
The way JT or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
The way JT, I will make that. So anyone listening will get 20% off.
You guys need it. Like, go get that now.
No, seriously.
Lashfinder.com. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we have vegan lashes, we have wow. cruelty free, and we also have human hair supernatural looking lashes, so you can kind of pick which ones are best for you.
I love.
I'm excited about that.
I know, sometimes I like a big dramatic look, and then sometimes I like a more simple
something
one.
Something like natural.
If I'm doing like glitter and like a smoky eye or something, I want the big chunky honky. I want the ones that make it, yeah, exactly. Like, they look like I'm going to fly away.
Yeah.
When
the clubs open back up,
oh my
we're
gosh.
Going out.
That's
yes.
exactly. That look with those
I
lashes.
I have never wanted to go out to a club so bad as I do right now. I'm like, open anything.
And it's like, that's not even really like our scene. Before, you know what I mean? We were never.
I was tired of it.
No, you just want to go like twerk somewhere. Like,
yes! Exactly. Yeah, I'm ready to dance.
Get flirted with. Have a few drinks bought for
yeah,
me.
Have
Come
a day
on.
Party. Yeah. Bring that back.
We're missing out on summer, clearly.
Yeah. And it's nice. That's what's really sad.
Yeah, Seattle's
actually... I have a club, has a pool, and I'm thinking Vegas, but, like, still.
Did you see that Vegas is, like, opened up? Have you seen that?
I saw
this video of this guy smoking with a face mask on. Like... I'm just,
how do you do that?
That is so, like, Vegas. He, like, put it out the side of the mask.
I can't.
Lit it. And then pulled the mask down so he could blow the smoke out. And then put it right back. I was like, this is just pointless,
I
you
feel
guys.
I like it's counterintuitive.
This is so, yeah. So
I'm, you know, that smoke kills more people than COVID, right?
So, I'm probably going to stay away from Vegas for a while.
I don't want to be there anytime soon. Right.
I don't want to be one of the first.
So we're gonna, like, take a little quick break, like a 2 to 3 minute break, and then when we come back, we're gonna hop into our hot topic and talk more about the benefits of clean beauty. Sound good?
Yay.
All right.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
This message is from the National Council on Aging. Adults over age 60 are at higher risk for the COVID-19 coronavirus because they may have weaker immune systems or chronic health conditions. The Centers for Disease Control recommends older adults avoid crowds and people who are sick. Wash your hands and disinfect surfaces often. Keep a 2-week supply of food and medicine on hand. Learn more at ncoa.org.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. We had a brief break before our break. What did we talk about? A little bit of everything.
So we did some questions. We asked, you know, top 4 go-to items, recommend it for a flight, and before we get into the hot topic and ask you a little bit more about clean beauty, Jasmine, did you want to talk about this?
I did. Okay, yes, because, like, seriously, Shantae was, like, on the phone with her mom before, like, we were getting ready for this, and I was like, Shantae, this stuff, Shantae, I love this stuff.
And we were excited about it in the box. I was like, it's a lip whip. Yes. I was like, it's and buttery then, yeah. and soft.
But what I like about it, I don't know if you guys can, like, see, but
it's a brand new one. It has, like, a shimmer in it.
Yes. So I like that it's shimmery, and it looks more pigmented than it is. So, like, it looks like it's going to come on a little more, like, brighter than it is. And what I like about this is my lips naturally are pretty pale. Like, I have kind of pale lips. And it's so I love a gloss that has a little bit of, like, color to it. Makes me look alive and natural. And this gives me, like, the perfect, like, color. And, again, the gloss factor. And it's minty. I don't know what kind of mint it is that's in it, but it gives me, it makes me feel like I'm wearing, like, an actual lip balm or, like, chapstick. Ooh. Yeah. I know.
Yeah,
I was like, you're going to love it when you wear it, Shantae. This color is Georgia. Reminds me of, like, Georgia, like Georgia peach.
Yeah.
I love
that's
that.
That's what it's inspired by. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. So I'm definitely, like, you said that Cary Grant is based out of Seattle.
She is.
She's from here. Does she still live out here currently?
They're there. Uh-huh. And they ship everything from, I mean, their office is in Seattle.
Oh, that's dope. Okay, so that's got me even more excited because now I'm probably going to end up buying.
We love local.
Yeah. Local woman, and I'm probably going to end up buying up all of her.
Every color.
Yes.
Another thing I want to point out is it's got a very clear, like, use-by date. And I'm learning with makeup how to look for that stuff. I never really knew like how to look for that stuff before. And sometimes it's kind of hard to read or understand unless you know exactly what you're looking for. But this is printed like clear as day, used by this month of this year. So that I can appreciate.
Yes, it's organic, non-GMO. It's, you know, obviously never tested on animals. There's no parabens in it. Super easy to use. And everything's certified organic. And it is peppermint oil that you are feeling on your lips. So it's a really great, but it's castor seed oil is the first ingredient, which is a great oil. And
yeah, it's smooth. It's soft. Oil.
Yeah, yeah. So it's definitely a crowd favorite. We got everybody at Clean Beauty Con to get the lip brush and the lip whip at the last Clean Beauty Con, which was really great. Everybody loved it.
This bad boy, right? Mm-hmm. This was fun too. I was like, this is fun to play.
Yeah, so that's nice, especially for like artists, because you don't want to get the tip of the brush dirty, and so it's like retractable. And you know, if you don't want to stick your finger in it, if you're out and about and you can't wipe your finger on anything or your finger isn't clean, you'll want to use a lip brush instead. It's just a nice kind of thing to have. Yeah. And you know, it's not going to get dirty in your purse or anything because it's retractable. So it's kind of nice.
That is nice.
The yeah. perfect duo.
I'm a super big fan already.
So, tell her I sent you and she will totally do an interview with you guys.
Yes, awesome. Looking forward to it because I'm obsessed already.
And she'll send you a bunch more stuff.
So for a hot topic, we wanted to talk a little bit more about clean beauty. A lot of the questions that we have right now, and you've already answered, one of them being, you know, how long have you been an advocate for clean beauty? But what I'd like to know is, since you've made the change, you said that you were diagnosed with psoriasis when you found all of this out. And how have you seen a change in that? Like, is it completely cleared up? Do you still have flare-ups? Or, like, how has it changed since you've switched to using clean products?
Yeah, so I saw a huge shift in my overall health and well-being 48 to 72 hours after I had everything in a cardboard box. I didn't necessarily switch because I had nothing to switch to. It was an experiment that I didn't know was going to create any change, you know? And that was the pivotal time for me. I definitely saw the difference and I felt the difference. And then I had a reassurance from one of my friends who lived down the street who was like, are you on a diet? You look like you lost weight, because I was so inflamed. Oh. And so that for me was like, okay, I definitely, there's something, you know, wrong with yeah. these things. And I never went back to the doctor to get my shots. I'm not saying don't listen to your doctor, but I didn't want to do it in the first place, and yeah. it's very expensive.
Right.
But I had prescribed medication that I was putting on my head, mm-hmm. and I didn't need to use it anymore. I just saw that my skin was, it was definitely to the point of being, I mean, I went in because it was got to the point where it was embarrassing and it was flaking off and it looked just like, you know, you never want to be that person where it's on your like shoulders. And so I was like, what is going on? And, you know, I went to all these different doctors and a dermatologist and an allergen specialist and had all these things happen. And I never went back for my shots. And they said, you know, these things are lifelong. This will take years to, you know, figure out if you like what your allergies, if they get better. And then the psoriasis, they told me, was permanent.
Yeah.
And it would have been if I would have kept using the products.
That is so,
but it was just interesting. They never asked me, like, I told them my profession and they didn't, and they saw me coming in smelling like I did, like I had perfume and I had makeup on, but no one said anything. And so it just makes me sad for everyone who doesn't know. Yeah. And like, who's going in experiencing the same thing, trying to figure out, why is my vision blurry? How come I can't breathe anymore? And they're like, oh, we'll take this shot and take this pill. And like, maybe you'll right. figure it out. It's just like,
kind of like a trial and error.
Yeah. It's like, well, you should also say, well, what are you using at home? Are yeah. you using, you know, Windex? Well, maybe that, you know, isn't helpful. And so, yeah. yeah, it's just sad that I had to figure that out for myself when there is clearly a problem in the United States. It's not regulated, really. I mean, yeah. There hasn't been big laws passed in since the 30s, which is a long time.
Yeah. No, I've constantly struggled with that kind of stuff. You know, like for a while, I've used unscented deodorants and body lotions and body wash and all of my clothes and all that stuff are washed and unscented stuff. And that's because I have eczema that can cover anywhere really on my body. It just depends on what area decides to get irritated. So for me, it's a trial and error of like, oh, okay, so now this area is inflamed or is now acting up. So now I'm going to have to try to figure out how to combat that. And so I've got it regulated enough to that extent and where like I know, okay, it's not coming from my clothes and what I'm washing myself with and stuff like that. The fact of the matter now is like, okay, I'm still having these issues and I'm doing what I can. So it's got to be something else. So now it's kind of like, let's focus on what I'm using in my hair and on my face and that kind of stuff, because that's where I still have the most problems. That's where my common areas of flare-ups happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, and what you eat, I mean, it does go back to a diet. And it's hard because I just want to eat whatever I want. Like, I'm glad I don't have those sorts of issues.
I was gonna say, have you changed your diet at all?
More pizza.
Yes. I love that.
No. If anything, that's a benefit. So
I live on coffee, and I'm so lucky that I have a quicker metabolism. Otherwise, I would fill the screen.
No, so. Less. I find that too, because like I'll stuff my face before we go to bed, and then I'll wake up in the morning.
That's not good. Well, like, I try not to do that.
I know.
At least 3 hours.
It's not good. Yeah. But like I'll wake up and my stomach is growling. You know, it's like I'll go to bed full and I'll wake up and I'm so angry because my stomach is so hungry. And I'm like, how does this happen? I wasn't asleep for that long. Why are you this hungry right now?
So I would say like my perception is that, you know, clean beauty products may be more on the expensive side.
Yeah.
And what would you say to someone who is concerned about the cost of, you know, tossing all their makeup and starting fresh?
Well, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, absolutely, it was expensive. Even as an artist, getting a discount, like working with Beauty Counter, I was like, if they didn't have a program, I probably would have not invested in it, to just be 100% honest. You know, like $30 or $40 for a mascara when I know like what I was getting was like $8 or whatever. It is a change. But now there are so many clean brands that are affordable that literally are like, that's their part of their brand, is that they're affordable clean beauty. And I work with a lot of them and they are still high performing. Frillians is targeted towards teens. So their lip glosses, I mean, they're, you know, under $20. They're like, I don't know exactly how much, but like, they're definitely affordable. And there are, yeah, way, way more. And why I think that's happening is, you know, when the demand is there and the ingredients are in demand and there's more of them and more people are producing them, the cost is going down. So I do see a huge shift. And also I think with sustainability in terms of packaging, again, eco-friendly, biodegradable, zero waste is trendy. So those things are more affordable for the buyer to buy them wholesale or for you to produce them and also to have access to a manufacturing place to maybe produce your own. It's way more possible and attainable now, even as a small brand, small business like I am, and a lot of the indie brands that I work with. They're really tiny, self-funded, out of their house, just trying to make it and don't want to get into any debt, but they also still want to be conscious of what they're using. So they buy, you know, isn't the right thing. So it's absolutely, you just need to look for it, but it's out there. The only problem with clean beauty that I'm seeing with that is that there's no law around the word clean. And unless it is USDA organic, that's one thing. It doesn't mean that fragrance isn't in there though. Yeah. So like, you just have to be your own advocate and look to see what's important. Maybe it's vegan. Maybe it's gluten-free. If you have a gluten allergy, you should also look at the lotions and potions you're putting on your body, because if it has gluten in it, which a lot of products do, you're going to be reactive to that as well. So, and same with, I'm allergic to certain forms, certain types of honey. If I put honey on my face, my face breaks out. So you want to understand what your body is, you know, just because it's clean, right? I mean, honey is considered clean, but like for some people it's not. So you need to kind of define your own version of clean and look for that.
That's a very good point.
That's really good
that
advice.
Honey one, because I've heard that before too, where like people like local honey might be better for you than other honey because it's from the area that you grew up in, so you're gonna have a natural like build up to it,
to
or something like
or something.
It'll help with allergies. That is I don't want to say a myth, but that's what they say.
Really?
That it's better for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that it is. Right. I've personally tried local honey. I haven't seen a huge change.
I don't understand as well.
So I don't know. I don't know how much you need. I don't know if you need a whole bottle or if it's just a spoonful. I heard it's a spoonful. So I didn't try it, but I don't know.
One of the other things that you brought up earlier that, like, when relating to, like, cost of clean beauty products is, like, that slow transition of, like, so, like, you were saying, oh, I'm running out of, like, this shampoo. Now let me just go and invest in this instead. And that way, like, hopefully at that point I'm shuffling out at a rate in which it's not going to, like, break my bank.
Yeah.
Except for, like, when I go and buy some more of this, like, lip whip stuff and I'm just buying up all of it. But I do, like, that's one thing to think about, because, like, I know for me, I switched my, like, hair products probably, like, a year or so ago, and it was one of those slow transitions because each product was, like, $20, so I was like, I'm not buying 8 of you right now. There's no way.
Yep, I think that's, for most people, that's what you can do, and, I mean, even going back home and visiting my mom, like, she definitely one day was like, okay, I'll change the detergent, we're running out, and, like, the next day, I ordered her some makeup, and next week, I ordered her some new lotion, and I just told her, you know, wait until you run out, so, and she said, like, I'm not throwing this away, I don't care if it's not clean. And of course, you know, the soaps, the hand soaps that were in the bathroom, and of course they were drying out my hands so much they're cracking, and I'm just like, I can't even use it. So I ended up buying it for her.
Yeah.
And putting her stuff like under the sink until she could get when I left. But she did say, like, what'd she say? I'm too old to make a change. And I said, you know, when you go through menopause, like, it affects you at all points of your life. It affects children. It affects babies. It affects you when you're pregnant. And it can affect you when you're 80 years old. Like, it'll just affect you in a different way. Mm-hmm. And I think you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. And some people might think that if they're listening and they're like, you know, older, like my mom, and they think that it's too late for them. It's really not, you know, and I feel like it's very similar to, like, if you think of smoking, you could stop smoking at 50, not have cancer, and actually heal your lungs. Like, it's possible. Mm-hmm. So, and like I said, I have less than a week and I had a huge life change. And so I think you can definitely switch out a product and go to a cleaner, greener one, especially if you know that it's from a huge corporate company that is definitely mass producing overseas. Like, you just don't want that in your house or going into our ocean.
Absolutely.
I'm over here getting
that
sad
part,
about the turtles
right?
Now.
I'm like, whole other discussion. So you told us a lot about, like, your background and BeautyCon, the retreat, and then the virtual summit as well. The virtual summit's currently happening, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, state of everything that's been going on in our country and our world. We postponed our masterclass last week and our event this week, just out of respect for the families and everybody that's been affected, which is all of us. Yeah. And we will reconvene on the 27th. That's our next summit.
Okay, perfect. So is this a weekly masterclass?
Yeah, so we do have masterclasses and they're sporadic. They kind of happen as people approach us with ideas. Okay. And we try to highlight whoever we can. And then for the con, we did have 13 consecutive weeks when COVID started, and we had 5 or 6 founders on each week. And as the world started to reopen, we definitely wanted to be mindful of people going back to work and give people time to retransition. And so we put a little bit of a hold, and then the whole protests and everything started happening. Right. And so we definitely said, okay, maybe we should take a little bit more of a break. And we had, you know, direct connections with people that were affected in their own homes, in their cities. So we just wanted to just give, you know, and we had one of our speakers actually say, like, I can't do this right now. I'm just not in the right place. Mm-hmm. So we said, okay, I think we should really respect that and pull out for now. And we can, you know, focus on other things and planning for the future.
Yeah.
And so we are going to be having a con each month. And that's how we'll be able to continue to showcase the brands that are featured in Clean Beauty Kit. So up until now, we called it like a wellness tote or wellness kit. But we did want to make sure that if someone's seeing for the first time, that they find Clean Beauty Kit. So, and it was more in alignment with what we were doing. And so we will be featuring those brands through there. And that's a way for everybody to be able to discover them. And I believe that, you know, when people first try a product, they're not as connected to it if they don't meet the founder or they don't get to talk to them and ask them questions. Yeah. Hear their story. And I think that that's something that's been missing from the industry. And that's why Clean Beauty Con is as successful as it is, because you're bringing that face-to-face value of being able to connect and feel heard, you know, no matter where you are, and ask those questions, you know. And we're bringing on brands that are super inclusive, like I said, women, now Black women-owned businesses, and we have so many in line to be working with in the next couple months. I'm really excited.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm excited to see that too, because I'm excited to get put on some more.
Like, I was gonna ask, would you be able to like kind of tell us some of those brands? I would love to know some specific African-American.
Yeah. So I just got this today. I was opening it right before I got on. Our Bria Creations. She sent me a box. So as a makeup artist approved subscription, I definitely need to approve each product that goes in the box. So brands have been sending me between 5 and 7 of their favorite products for me to evaluate and choose which one goes in. Ooh. So I just got this body scrub. It's a guava mojito with shea butter and avocado oil. And this stood out to me the most. Like, I'm like, it's like a face steam where you put it in water and it's like dried petals. I'm like, this would be cool for the kit. So they're natural items, and it's like she gave me the whole, and there's a glow stick face balm, which I thought was really cool. Ooh. So I'm going to be trying all these tomorrow. And she reached out and said, hey, let's do this. But actually, there was a couple of different articles, I'm sure you guys have seen them, of clean beauty or wellness brands, like a list of like 50 or 100, and a bunch of different sites have been posting about them. Mm-hmm. So I was individually reaching out saying, hey, it looks like you're clean. Like, if you would like to be featured, we're waiving all fees for you. If you want to be included, we'd love to highlight you. And there were so many people who were like, oh my God, thank you. Like, I was like, how have I never heard of you? You're in clean beauty. And they're like, this is the problem.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't have PR. I don't have the means to like have a publicist and do all these things. Like I'm just working from home or like with my sister. And it's interesting to hear those stories because, you know, it's like, how would there are 100 brands in clean beauty that I didn't even know about. And so it was very eye opening. So I said, well, how can I, you know, be of service right now? How can I help this situation? And I can do that through raising up the voices in my platforms, on the podcast, in the con. So that's what we've been doing. So I've been getting packages every day from these amazing women, and it's just so cool to see who's going to be, you know, featured in coming months. So I'm really excited.
That's so cool.
I know. I'm excited. I'm going to look into that Arbrea collection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a lot of that, like, kind of facial steaming and even, like, that vaginal steaming stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I've been seeing that a lot lately, but along those lines, like, the petal things, and kind of want to check that out.
Jasmine, do you have any closing questions before we go into another break?
I don't think so. You've kind of, like, you are so awesome and thorough, and you're really great at, like, answering our questions and then giving us some. So, no, you've honestly answered everything that I've had to ask, and then some. Like, thank you.
Well, yeah, thank you guys again.
Really quick, before we sign off, for our listeners, can you give them your social, like, where's the best place to find you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my website, CassandraMcClure.com. Podcast has its own, cleanbeautypodcast.com, lashbinders, lashbinder.com. And then you can register for a clean beauty kit to basically get on the wait list at cleanbeautykit.com.
Thank you so much. That was perfect.
I'm checking that out immediately.
Yeah. I was like, let me get added to that list real quick.
All right. Thank you so much, Cassandra, for coming on. We had such a great time, and we've learned so much.
Same. Bye, girls.
Right.
Bye. Bye.
All right, you guys. So thanks for listening and tuning in. We will be right back after this short break.
Hey, Seattle!
Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we wrapped up our hot topic with Cassandra McClure, and we also said goodbye to her and thanked her for coming on to the show today. And now let's get into our weekly recap of our episode.
Whoop whoop!
Introductions and having guests that are fun and new.
Absolutely the way.
Always the way.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
And then our icebreaker, we just did some really fun questions with Cassandra about, you know, her top four makeup products, as well as ways to get started in clean beauty.
Informative. So
absolutely.
Definitely the way.
And then we did a review of the lash binder as well as Lip Whip
by Carrie Gran.
And a resounding the way for the lash binder. That thing is amazing, and we think that you guys should all get one if you plan to apply lashes anytime soon.
Like, seriously, I'm both. I stand that and that lip whip. I'm so hype about it.
Jasmine's ready to buy everything in all colors.
I'm ready to ruin my whole entire paycheck.
And you guys can also purchase the lash binder with our code to get 20% off. That code is THEWAYJT, all lowercase. I think you guys will really like it. Check
Seriously,
it out.
Seriously, like, advocates. And, like, especially for those of you who wear lashes often, you guys are probably already experts, but this is going to cut your time probably in half. And then some.
Absolutely. You guys can find that at lashbinder.com. And there's also an Instagram if you want to check that out. Our hot topic, clean beauty products and the benefits.
The way.
Absolutely. I learned so much.
Yeah.
And it's been making me look at everything a little differently now.
And I'm really excited to start my, like, journey or transformation. It's slow, going to be a slow one, you know. But I also am just ready to reap the benefits.
Absolutely. Girl. I'm like, can we get rid of the psoriasis somehow?
ASAP.
Right. What am I using?
Definitely the way.
I also really appreciated her telling us some African-American clean beauty brands that she liked, and I can't wait to check those out as well.
Same. Yeah. Arbria Collections, I think.
Arbria. I think so.
I think you're right. Arbria, yes. I'm excited.
Yeah. So that is our episode for the week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in next week.
Toodles.
Peace. Stay black.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.